Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Let's do it, y'all. It's time for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, let's jump straight to it, Alex. Sarah, let's say hi to Cody.
Hey, what's up, Cody?
How you doing?
You can hear Cody's working hard.
I mean, seriously.
He's trying to multitask. All
no
right.
Joke.
Cody, we appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Cody is a mobile RV service tech.
Oh.
I have no idea what that means.
I bet you got a lot busier when the pandemic started, huh?
I did.
All right, so here's how it's going to work, Cody. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song. Then we'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds starts right now. So now, do you repair mobile RVs? Is that what I'm getting here?
Or you're mobile and repair RVs?
I'm mobile repair RVs.
Oh, okay.
So you go to them.
You go to the RVs, which is a lot easier than driving the RV around.
Well, I guess. You know, good point, because it's like if the RV's broken, you can't drive it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But we knew that, though.
Right. Oh, totally.
Of course.
Yeah.
Duh.
Is it harder to do what you do than repair cars, or it's just one half dozen the other?
It really depends on whatever trailer motorhome you're working on.
Have you ever had to repair a tour bus for a cool band or anything?
Oh, yeah.
I am actually doing some work for the movie studio owner that is coming to Bastrop.
Oh,
wow. Dude, nice. That's pretty cool.
Look at you.
I bet that's a lot of work there.
Oh, now is that like contract work? Is that a lot more than just your normal mobile RV?
No. Everyone pays the same across the board.
You work for yourself or do you work for a company?
Good question.
I work for a small company.
All right. So they pay you a salary or do they pay you for every job you do?
They pay me a guaranteed salary for the week, and then I make commission off of every job that I do.
Ah.
I see.
Then he's banking, because I know everyone in the world got an RV during the pandemic, and nobody knows how to, like, work on them. Or when I say work on them, I'm like, I have friends that don't know how to let the poop out of the chamber, you know? Like,
right.
Out of the thingy.
The thingy.
The pipe in there.
Right, because you're not supposed to poop on there.
Right. Well, they do.
Sometimes you have to.
Yeah, they have to, but they don't know how to do it. Then they have to call a Cody to come show them how to do it.
Not like on tour buses. You're not allowed to poop on a tour bus.
That'd be gross.
It sounds like you get to meet interesting people, but do you think that the RV drivers are more interesting than just your average person going in for an oil change, you know, at a car place?
Yeah. I've met people from Canada. I've met people from Mexico. I mean, all sorts of people and different cultures and all that.
I mean, you're going into their home. That's where they live, a lot of them.
Exactly.
Cody, I've always wanted to get an RV and just drive around. Well, I don't like to drive, so I'd have to hire a driver. But forget about how much it costs to buy the RV to start with. Are they expensive to maintain?
Yes.
Ah, all right.
So I really got to have a nice little retirement nest egg.
So Cody's banking.
Unless I want to sell my house. I sell my house in Austin.
I'm sorry.
I can buy like 8 RVs.
There's just no way that I see Brad Booker living in an RV full time.
No, seriously.
Please.
I watched 40-minute video of this Mercedes RV.
The Sprinter van or whatever thing.
Right. But it's got like a driveway in the back. I mean, it's got the whole washer and dryer. I mean, it's like the most badass one I've ever seen in my life.
You know who I've seen that has a really cool one? Tom Green. Remember that comedian guy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, he does, like, that's his life. He lives in like National Forest and stuff and just documents it on YouTube, and it's like he has a sweet Mercedes like Sprinter van. By the way, I would never trade anything in the world to like live in an RV as cool as it looks, because I've heard that RVs are like boats. You want one really bad, and the best day of the boat is like when you buy it and when you sell it. Same with an RV, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's what I hear.
Yep.
Cody's like, yep. All right. Well, Cody is a mobile RV service tech. How much money does he make? Text your guess right now to 51993. Alex is going to use one of yours. So be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you again. Text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when Cody shares his salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. On the phone with us is Cody. Cody. Cody is a mobile RV service tech. What else do we learn, Sarah?
So he mobily repairs the RVs. He goes to them. Is it hard to do these trailer homes, these RVs or cars? Kind of depends. He is repairing something for a cool person that's moving a movie studio to Bastrop, because Booker was like, "Oh, are you doing any cool bands?" And he's like, "Yeah, doing work for a movie studio owner coming to Bastrop." Cool. He does work for a small company. He has a guaranteed salary plus commission. He gets to meet people from all over the world, different cultures. You're basically going into their home. And yes, RVs are very expensive to maintain, which probably means that he makes more money.
All right, very good, Alex Franco. It's time to start our guesses. You want to give it a first shot?
I got a text from Jeff to 51993 saying, "I'm a mobile auto technician, and I make a base salary of $61,000. So safe to say he'll probably make about the same."
Okay, Sarah Osborne.
$61,000?
That's what he said, 61. I'm rolling with it.
Okay, $72,000.
I was at 68.5. 68.5. So we're kind of right all there in that wheelhouse. Watch, he's going to blow us away with $14 million.
Right. I mean, the commission's going to like kill it.
All right, it is time now. Cody, what's that number? How much are you making every year?
$85,000.
Yeah! Right. That's good. Okay, we were all way under. Was 72, but 85. Good.
That's very good. Awesome.
Good.
I love when we're under because it's like,
oh, it feels good, right? It always feels good.
The commission's really kind of, I mean, you probably make a pretty nice little salary by itself, but the commission is what puts you over there.
Yeah.
That's good. Have you ever thought about buying an RV for yourself?
Actually, before I started working for the company, I was a customer.
Were you really?
Wow.
How cool is that? And you just got rid of it? Was it like what Alex said?
Yeah. well, I worked pipeline. I was out west, and I called the company to come look at my RV, and they told me I needed $11,000 in work for an RV I paid $500 for.
Ooh.
You paid $500 for the RV?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
97 bumper pull. The roof was trash, and there was so much wrong with it.
Well, the good news is, if you can find another $500 RV, you know how to fix it yourself. Save a whole lot of money. Yeah,
that's a bargain, bro.
Thank you for keeping our recreational vehicles nice and tuned. Thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but would you call us right now, 512-643-5947, or even easier, just text the word salary to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we really need you.